Hey, this is Eamon. You're listening to Progress and Perfection, a recovery-themed, Christian-flavored daily reflection. You can find us at progressandperfection.com. Of old, you laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the work of your hands. They will perish, but you will remain. They will all wear out like a garment. You will change them like a robe, and they will pass away. But you are the same, and your years have no end. Psalm 102, 25 through 27. It's a good habit to remind myself of how insignificantly small I am. This truth easily falls to the wayside, especially during active addiction. But even when we sober up, the creep of importance can slip back in quickly. I don't mean to say that we aren't of value, quite the contrary. I'm talking of actual smallness. The actual minuscule scale of little old me in the world, the universe, the chasm of time. There are two related pitfalls for me. One, fear. The blind terror of considering the infinite causes me to shut the door on that train of thought and often discard it as a fairy tale. The plethora of hard sci-fi movies and shows trying to intelligently consider multi-dimensions and multiverses does not help matters. Two, disbelief. The abject impossibility of wrapping my head around what I profess to believe in causes me to doubt the whole proposition. This is worse than fear because in disbelief I move from apathy to rebellion. Now the trick is holding the emotions lightly enough that I can experience them and inviting God into them so that he can direct them and as a result, me. A God outside of time, overseeing the very nature of things that I know of but can't decipher, is more than able to still the turmoil when I get off the beam. In fact, he invites me to turn to him, to ask for help, to receive peace, to be given the mind of Christ. In these things, too, it's like looking up into the vastness of this little piece of the universe we inhabit and being overwhelmed by the sheer size of it, the magnitude of it. Luckily, I don't have to fully understand, or I'd never be able to take the first steps forward. God, help me move toward and back to you, even as I don't understand how you can be. Hey, thanks for listening, and feel free to forward this to a friend who may appreciate it. You can find us at progressandperfection.com, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.